Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
In our series Charged, all this week on the program, we've been hearing about the pros and cons of EVs. We've been diving into everything from safety to infrastructure. Well, today we're going to focus on sales and, even more important, I suppose, used EV sales. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been looking into it. He's with me in studio. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, the sales of new EVs are down this year.
They are, yes. So the latest figures only released at the start of this month show that so far this year, over 9,020 new electric cars have been sold, which is nearly a 20% decrease compared to the same period last year when 11,160 electric cars were registered. So if you take last month alone, there were fewer than 1,100 sold, which is more than a 40% decrease on the same month last year. When it comes to the variety on offer now, Pat, there's everything from your nippy little hatchbacks to your family wagon SUVs. I think there are nearly 80 different EVs available in Ireland. So look, there's a wide range to choose from, but still you can have all the shapes and sizes in the world. It's getting people to make the move. That is the hard sell. I was speaking with the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, who we'll hear from now in a minute, and he says Ireland is doing well in terms of domestic customers, but there should be more incentives for business customers to enter the market, such as VAT relief or greater benefit and kind relief for companies who use EVs. Brian Cook says the charging infrastructure needs to be rolled out faster.
There are some challenges in terms of, you know, the initial price is higher than for a traditional vehicle, but the actual cost of running an electric vehicle is lower, particularly if you can avail of home charging. We did see the government grant last year reduced from 5,000 to 3,500 euros. So I think it's not just the money, it's the impact on consumers, their behaviour.
What more commitment would you like? Would you like to see that grant extended or... expanded again?
Yeah, well, I think if we look at it, we're actually now back at 2022 sales levels. So for a period of time, until we get sales back up to 2023 levels, which was nearly one in five new cars sold, you should look at increasing that grant back up to 5,000 euro. Also, the home charger grant again was reduced. And the toll incentive, the free tolls incentives went on the 1st of January.
What are you hearing from your members when it comes to the used car market? Are some of them a bit sceptical to taking a trade in?
I mean, like, you know, an EV isn't for everybody today, so it'll be for some people it is today, and for some people it'll be in 10 years, some people in 20 years time. So for some businesses, you know, EV is very much part of their offering at the moment, but for some businesses it's not there yet, particularly in the independent sector. The used EV market is very volatile at the moment because it's such a small number. It's an immature market. We've seen some discounts on new cars, and they're all, you know, impacting on the second part of the capital cost, which is the residual value of a used vehicle. So until that market becomes more evolved and more stabilised, it won't normalise. So it definitely is difficult at the moment for dealers and customers when they're looking at used EV residual values.
That's the Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. That's Brian Cook. You've been speaking to people, though, and not the Brian Cooks of the world, but the people who are actually on the forecourt selling the cars.
Yes. So to hear from those who are meeting with the potential buyers of EVs, who are doing what I described to them as convincing, they said, no, explaining. They're on the showroom floor day in, day out. They're also seeing what's coming down the line. One interesting point, though, that Brian Cook also made was that the way we plan development and housing here in Ireland, many homeowners are actually ideally set up for home charging due to our love of driveways, whereas many other countries might not have the front or the back parking space that we tend to have here. So he says we're already have an advantage in that way. But back to the car dealers, Pat. And look, there are some who will not want to transition to the EV scene as quickly as others. There are also many in rural Ireland who don't have the customer demand to entertain this market yet. But in the larger urban areas, there are plenty of dealers where EVs make up the majority of their showroom floor. First up, I call out to Brady's Dublin in Castleknock. Now, they sell Mercedes-Benz, Seat and Cupra. I met with Enda Confrey, who's the dealer principal at Brady's Dublin. Enda says 85 to 90% of their customer base will be living in an urban setting. So with the low mileage needs, they have come to admire what EVs offer.
Our range is incredible now across the board for EV, from the smallest crossover hatchback for somewhere between 50 and 60,000 euros, right up to an EQS SUV we delivered earlier this year, which topped the 200,000 euro mark. And you'll see a similar version here, the EQS Saloon, which retails at around 125,000 euros, with a range of 740 kilometres. So we find if the product is right and the range, which Mercedes really, really have cracked, is good, product and price and range, then we found the business to be very, very responsive and very, very lucrative business in EV for us.
So they're the top of your range coming straight off the production line. But when it comes to the used car market, where are we at now in terms of used EVs, and can that be quite slow?
Okay, so there's a lot of mixed opinion out there on the used EV market, and a lot of it is coming from, you know, perhaps smaller players in the overall car industry who don't have a lot of skin in the game when it comes to the EV business. They're maybe just used car operators, so they don't quite understand the depths of it, and they're not in a position to supply new cars. So the supply of used electric cars is very much with the franchise dealers. So we're finding that particularly a lot of cases where the new car pricing has been realigned to suit the market, perhaps that, you know, that has obviously brought reductions in new car pricing in a lot of cases, which people have responded really well to. There has been a negative effect on the used EV values, but we find that the overall cost to change for the customer, which is all they're pretty much interested in, if they come in with a 2-year-old EV or a 3-year-old EV and they find that the replacement cost of that car has reduced and their trade-in has reduced, but the net figure in the middle is what concerns the customer, and by and large that has stayed at a very, very sustainable level for customers, where it works out at an annual cost per annum to upgrade their car, whether they're upgrading 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So if there has been a reduction in used EV values, it's really only relevant if you've bought a car 2 or 3 years ago, you go to sell that EV car today and you don't go and replace it with something else, then you're realising that hit. Look, the EV project is the only show in town. It will be the only show in town.
Interesting that, because Elon Musk, when he dropped the price of the Tesla, the brand new Tesla, he dropped it by about $3,000 for the basic three. That meant everyone else had to follow.
Yeah.
And if your new price falls, well, then your second-hand price falls as well. But as he says, it's the difference. How much do I have to pay to upgrade my Tesla or my VW or whatever it might be? That's the figure that people want to know. Anyway, that was the dealer principal at Brady's in Dublin, Enda Confrey. Where did you go to next, Josh?
Yes, I wanted to get more than one dealer just to see what the experience has been like out there. And to be honest, the big branded guys are very positive about the market and forecasted to be, as we heard from Enda there, the only show in town. Now, obviously, as we started off this piece, sales are down from last year. But from those I've been speaking with, they said the first tranche of buyers, if you like, were the low-hanging fruit. Those who would be environmentally conscious and were eager to make the move. Some might have had a bit more disposable income than others. So that group of motorists are in. They've committed. Where we seem to be at now for sales is the next cohort, the ones who might take a bit more persuading, convincing. We'll hear from a Hyundai dealer now, Jonathan Mead, who's director of Hutton and Mead in Ballycoolan. Jonathan says they're already starting pre-sales of the 242 plate. And when I asked him about the used EV market, he said they've had no issues to date with taking in a trade-in.
So EV buyers are both people who are new to the EV market and also repeat. So this is probably the first year we've started to see people changing the Ioniq 5 for Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 6. We have Kona repeat customers because the Kona is about 5-6 years in the market now. So we're seeing that. So it's still more petrol and diesel and hybrid. EV market's about 14%. So that means 86% that we're selling are what we call traditional ICE engines. And it's going to be like that for a while, you know, but the phase to EV is definitely happening and is for sure the future.
If you're transitioning from your traditional combustible engine to EV, it is a change in lifestyle in a way.
No, absolutely. The change to EV is for some people not going to happen for a good while yet. Anyone coming in to buy an EV, you know, it takes a good bit longer to have a conversation to talk about EV.
If you've changed, a bit convincing.
Well, that's not convincing, it's explaining.
When it comes to the used EV market, what are sales like in this area?
We have been selling EVs for 12 years as new cars, so we we've been quite used to this, but we're only starting to see any volume of used EVs. So historically, we would have always had some used EVs. About 15% of our stock, maybe 20% of our stock is used EVs, and we're selling a couple of used EVs every week. If you ever thought the price of an EV was going to be the best it'll be, used EVs are great value at the moment, and we have plenty of them.
And even for yourselves, would you have reservations about taking a trade in of a used EV? Like, I suppose it's equivalent of mileage on a clock, the shelf life on a battery, I suppose, is it?
So some of the tests we can do on EVs, if we're trading in an EV, we can check the battery life and see how good it is. You know, they're all fine. You know, we haven't had anybody we've said we're not taking a car in because the battery life is bad. The used EV trade-in represents great value as a resale product. So we'll buy them in and we'll trade them in. And as I said to you, we have quite a number in stock here at the moment.
That's the director of Hutton & Mead Hyundai, Jonathan Mead. So, Josh, that's where the sales are in Dublin. What about the potential buyers, the people who are kicking tyres?
Well, Pat, as we heard from the two car dealers there, sales are growing in their locations. Now, yes, general sales across the board are down. Of course, in urban areas, you'll see more EVs zipping around, but it's a different story down the country. Speaking from people at the public chargers, you really do need to have a home charger to make it some way manageable and to, of course, see the financial benefit from owning one. Now, to be fair, more and more charger points are on their way, but they're taking their time. The government does aim to provide high-powered recharging pools every 60 kilometres along major roads by next year. It'll be interesting to see now how many roads are considered major. But Pat, I said I'd get out of Dublin and hear from those living outside the Pale where fast chargers are not as widely available. I asked these motorists in Bunclody, County Wexford, if they would consider making the move.
I'm not really sure, paid at all. It's hard to know, like, I mean, I heard a lot of false things about them.
Well, what would prevent you from going now? Like, would you be able to get a charge locally or would you be able to carry out your work?
Well, you can get a charge locally. But I think, like, no, I mean, I'd be drawing stuff in trailers. I don't think they're economical for the like of that.
Dogging and pulling weight.
Yeah, pulling weight and things like that.
So maybe if a vehicle came along that was suited for more agricultural work or what you're doing?
And if I was 70 years of age and retired.
So yourself, what do you drive? Is it diesel, is it? Or?
Diesel, yeah. Diesel.
Yeah. And would you ever think of going electric?
No.
Never?
No, I don't like them. I don't even, they're just behind you and you just hear this. Yeah, that's it.
So if there was a loud rev off them?
No, like not many people around here have them, so I wouldn't.
You'll be sticking with the diesel.
This is a Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid.
Hybrid. And would you ever consider going fully electric?
Well, I did because this car is only 3 months old. I didn't consider it for long because I'm just afraid of the whole recharging situation. And I mean, there are hardly any charging stations around Enniscorthy near where I live anyway.
So you find that hybrid was the right call?
I thought so because it has a green side to it. You know, the fuel efficiency is much better.
It would be down to the infrastructure that would put you off purchasing fully electric. The charging network isn't there yet.
It would. I wouldn't want to be going on a 100, 200 kilometre journey, which I do fairly often, without being absolutely certain that I can charge up in 5 minutes, the same as the way you can fill up with petrol.
So yourself, what do you drive? Is it a petrol, is it?
Diesel.
Diesel?
Yeah.
Diesel.
Yeah.
And would you ever consider going electric?
I don't know, really. I've heard mixed reactions, I have to say. Now, a lot of them are good.
So you could be convinced?
I could.
And around the area here, is there charging?
There is. There's one down at the Chippers there, and I think there's one at the top of the town as well.
Okay, right.
So, yeah. So for a small town. And then there's people have their own.
The home chargers.
Yes,
yeah.
As well. Yeah.
What would be the reasons that you would maybe go electric? Was it the cost of fuel? Or?
Well, I don't really pay for it. So it's not that. No, it's just probably for the environment, you know.
And that report on EVs, both new and secondhand, from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it?
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.